Maidstone, I had a wonderful chat with Rose Danichuk this week. She told me a story to share with our readers. When she was teaching at Elrose, she had a grade 9 boy taking a correspondence course. He went on to become a priest and spent all his life in Peru. At age 80, he retired to a residence in Battleford. One day there was a tap on Rose's door at Pine Island Lodge, and who stood there but Father Maurice Schroeder. What an honor to be remembered after all those years. The activity girls at Pine Island Lodge organized a Valentine's Day party which was enjoyed by all the residents. The healthcare auxiliary decorated each table in the dining room with a rose bowl centerpiece. It was sad news indeed to read that Pine Island Suites will be closing. It's certainly been a struggle the last few years, but it was a godsend to so many seniors in our community in the past. What an unfortunate and truly unsettling situation this must be for the remaining 4 residents. Maidstone guides were out sharing positive vibes around town last week. They made creative and loving posters with tear-off strips to make you smile and brighten your day. Way to go, guides. Maidstone High School's SADD group auctioned Valentine's baking February 14th. With 15 entries, the assortment was delectable and bidding was fast and furious. There are definitely some proficient young bakers in our midst. They raised $805, which will go towards a scholarship, to bring in speakers, and to run the party program, Prevent Alcohol and Risk-Related Trauma in Youth, in the spring. This program runs every second year in conjunction with SGI, our local hospital, ambulance, RCMP and fire and rescue. Much to the delight of many in our community, the Kin Club of Maidstone celebrated National Kin Kindness Day with free coffee at several locations and free donuts at Ag Foods. Thank you for sharing your message. Be kind today and every day. See you at Telemiracle this weekend. Saturday 9 p.m. to Sunday 5 p.m. Maidstone Gully Multiple 4-H Club had a fantastic winter fun day at Waseca Rink February 19th with sliding, snow painting and a fire pit outside and skating, games, painting and crafts inside. The 21 members invite everyone to come out to public speaking at Milliton Hall, Highway 21 North, on Sunday February 26th at 1 p.m. Enjoy a coffee, juice at intermission and refreshments at the end of the day. The family skate at Waseca Skating Rink February 20th had an amazing turnout. They also sold out on the card draw fundraiser with John Rollins the lucky winner of $135. Fireworks at the end of the day were enjoyed. The rink committee thanks all the volunteers and sponsors. After a 2-month hiatus, Maidstone Museum Board met February 20th with 6 members present. Reports were given on Winter Fun Fest, Christmas activities and January party. Repairs to the Waseca building are ongoing. A few artifacts were accepted. Upcoming events and our capabilities were discussed. Next meeting will be Monday, March 20th at 7 p.m. at the museum. New members and volunteers are welcome. I'm happy to see Linda Layer and Caitlin Johnston are making a move to better and brighter surroundings. Effective March 2nd, Making Waves and Cats Beauty Spot will be set up in their new location at 204 Main Street. Congratulations, ladies. I'll be in to see you soon. Maidstone High School's junior curling team won gold at divisions on Feb 13-14 in Lashburn. They advanced to districts on March 1st in St. Walburg. We're all rooting for Saskatchewan's team at the Canada Winter Games in Prince Edward Island. Jordan Bonk, Zadie Chapman, Sawyer Day and local skier, Talent Stapleton. On Feb 19, Talents competed in aerials and made it to the finals where she placed 10th after the final round. February 20th, all events were postponed due to rain, so slopestyle and big air will Feb 21. The mogul competition starts in New Brunswick February 24th. In hockey, the U15s were in Meadow Lake February 15th where they won 5-3 against Meadow Lake 2. February 18th they were in Pearsland where they won 9-3 against Pearsland, Goodsoil. U15s finished their regular season in first place and start playoffs this week. U18s lost 6-3 at home against Meadow Lake the 2nd of February 15. The female Northwest Hawks played Kindersley February 18th in Maidstone, losing 5-2. February 19 in Maidstone they won 5-2 against Spiritwood. Upcoming. Silver Lake Regional Park AGM February 27 at the clubhouse. Maidstone Curling Club is having a junior bonspiel March 4. It's open to grades 4-12 with an $80 team entry fee. Contact Stephen Maya 306-893-8414. It's minor ball registration time. It's important to let them know soon so they can get pre-planning done. Boys born 2014 and older, register at maidstoneball.rampregistrations.com. Everyone else use maidstoneminorsb.rampregistrations.com. There will be a parents-coaches meeting at 7 p.m. March 20 upstairs at the rink. Maidstone Trade Fair Committee is looking for more vendors. The event is on Saturday and Sunday, April 1 and 2 at Maidstone Arena. Email maidstonetradefair@gmail.com for information.